Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Vav. Psachim Ayin Vav. We are on Ayin Hey Amid Beis at the Mishnah as we continue in Parakeet Sad Solon. Says the Mishnah, we're talking about Karban Pesach and all of the related items in terms of the roasting. Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, the Mishnah had said, how do you roast it? You put it on a spit. You're not allowed to touch any of the metal around because it has to be Tzli Eish, it can't be Tzli anything else. We spoke about different types of askalas, different types of grills. It has a hole in it, it doesn't have a hole in it. It's in the middle where it's not touching it's going right through the hole. The Rashi, the Rambam we discussed, could it be touching even by an open askala? Different types of dayas that we had. And now we have the next Mishnah where the Mishnah says, what happens if it does touch? What happens if it does touch some part of the area where it is being roasted in? Says the Mishnah, Naga Becherso Shaltaner. If it touches the cheres, we know a lot of ovens were made out of cheres in those days. Naga Becherso Shaltaner, Yiklof Esbekomo. So one has to peel off the outer layer. Yiklof Esbekomo, because that layer was bolea from the cheres from the tanur. That area is considered cooked from the tanur and not from the fire. And that's why, for our purposes, that area is treif. And therefore, it has to be peeled off. Yiklof es bekomo Rashi, mina pesach makom shenaga betanur. The place that the tanur touched, that has to be peeled off. Nataf me rotfo ala cheres. But what happens in this case? If a drip of the gravy of the meat fell onto the cheres, fell onto the oven. V'chazar elav, and then went back on, got reabsorbed into the oven. Then yitol es bekomo. Then it's not enough to peel off the outer layer, but yitol es bekomo, you have to scoop out a certain amount of the meat. Yitol es bekomo. Klifa, peeling off is not enough. You have to have what's called netila, which is taking off a certain amount, thickness of the meat. Rashi says, "Deshuman nivla bitocho harbe," because the fatness, that gravy, is more absorbed in, and therefore one has to do more than klifa, and just not just klifa, even netila. We'll have to see in the Gemara why is, in the first case, is klifa enough? Why don't we say, right, when it touches, it gets absorbed more also? So we'll see. But either way, the Mishnah says, first case is, if it touches, it's klifa, and if it goes from the drip to the oven, back to the meat, one has to be notel es bekomo. Natav me rotvo al hasoles. What happens if a drop of the Karban Pesach drips onto some flour? Yikmot es bekomo. Then you also have to take out a section and remove it, because that is also treif, because it absorbed in the soles. Rashi, the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about boiling hot flour here, and it gets roasted from the flour, which is also why it is no good. First half of the Mishnah. Next part, Sachu b'shemen truma, if I smear the Karban Pesach with truma oil. So why did I do that? What, maybe I'm a kohen and I have some oil and I want to smear, then I'm going to eat it both. So im chabur es kohanim yochelu. If it's the chabur of kohanim, there's no problem. No problem, because the kohanim can eat the Karban Pesach, the kohanim can eat truma, no problem. Im shel Yisraelu, but if it's a Yisrael's, then it is a problem, because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So what do you do? How do I eat my Karban Pesach? It has just been ruined. Maybe the person who was preparing it thought we were a chabur of kohanim, and he smeared it therefore with the oil, and now he realizes that if we're all Yisraelim. So what are we supposed to do with our Karban Pesach? So it depends. Im chayu, if it was a raw piece of meat, it was raw and cold, and there's no absorption that took place, then yidichenu, then just wash it off. As we know, if something's cold, there's no taste transfer, and therefore, all one has to do is to wash it off. V'im tzliyu, but if it is already roasted, therefore the pores are open, it can absorb, therefore, yiklof es achitzot. You have to be kolef, one has to remove and peel off the outer layer. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Sachu b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni. What happens if I smeared it with ma'aser sheni oil? So, theoretically, that shouldn't be so much of a problem if I'm in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, I eat ma'aser sheni food, so if I smear it with ma'aser sheni oil, so it should be okay. But the halacha is, lo ya'asenu damim al b'nei chabura. One is not allowed to evaluate it and then sell it to the b'nei chabura, she'in poten, or she'in mochin, ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The fact that you smeared your Karah Pesach with Maaser Sheni oil does not remove the status of Maaser Sheni, and therefore, and just as we know, if I once Maaser Sheni fruit make it into Yerushalayim, you can no longer change it into money and then buy something else. The halacha of Pidyon only applies before it goes into Yerushalayim. Once it's in Yerushalayim, then we say that the Mechitzos Kultos, the walls of Yerushalayim, have literally surrounded it, and therefore it cannot be sold anymore, cannot be redeemed anymore. So too says the Mishnah, when you have a Karban Pesach that was smeared with Maaser Sheni items. Good. The Achronim, the Karen Orah here, asks, why is it so bad if the Karban Pesach is smeared with Truma oil for Yisraelim? It has to be Kolifis Makomo. Why don't we say, Asei Doche Los Asei? The Asei of Karban Pesach is Doche the Los Asei, right? You don't have a choice, really. Or do you have a choice? So you do have a choice, let's say. But his question before he gets to that is, why don't you say the Asei of eating Karban Pesach is Doche the Los Asei of a Yisrael eating Truma? Of his Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Why don't we say that? Says the Karen Orah. One answer he could have given is that, well, there's a way out here. Asei Doche Los Asei maybe only applies when there is no way out. Right? That's a discussion in the Masechah Shabbos and elsewhere. Reish Lakish just did. Im Efshar L'Kayim Shteyim. So here, maybe Efshar L'Kayim Shteyim. Unless you say here, maybe it's not really Efshar L'Kayim Shteyim, because the outer layer, you're going to burn. Right? You can't do anything with it. Right, it's gonna, you're going to leave it over unless you find a Kohen, and he could be Nimne, right, so then you're going to lose. So maybe it is considered EF Shalakayim Shteyim. Maybe that's why the Karen Orah gives a different answer. The Karen Orah says, based on a Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin, the principle of Asei Lufnei Hadibur. The Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin, Adaf Lamed Ches, asks a similar question. The Gemara there says that Bnei Yisrael, when they went, as we know, they had the man all the way to the end of the 40 years. But then the man started falling on Zion Adar, the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, because the man was B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. But the nace was that the man lasted all the way for the next 5 weeks, for the next month, until the 10th of Nisan, until they crossed the Yarden, and for another couple of days also, all the way until the second day of Pesach, when Bnei Yisrael could take from the new grain, bring the carbon to Omer, and then partake, because up until that point there was an Isra of Chadash, but before the last day of Pesach. Why? Because from the new grains in Eretz Yisrael have the Isra of Chadash on them. Asks the Yerushalmi, quoted in Tosfos there, why they have to wait? And why do we need the new grains? Why wouldn't we be able to say that the Asei of Achilas Matzah would be Doche the Los Asei of the Isra of Chadash? That's the Yerushalmi's question. Yerushalmi Maksha, Lama lo achlu matzah mechadash? V'yavo Asei de'be'er of tochlu matzos, v'yitcha los Asei to Chadash? Answers the Yerushalmi, two answers. The second answer of the Yerushalmi is that the Asei would only be the first Kezias. But who stops after the first kezayis? You might have to eat a second kezayis of matzah. And if you do that, there wouldn't be any more mitzvah anymore. That's a big chiddush. Right? You might say, we had a Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this a couple of years ago, that everything I eat on the first side of Pesach combines and expands the mitzvah of matzah. Not just the first kezayis. Everything I eat. Like the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Pesach. The Rambam says, there is a chiv to eat matzah on the first side of Pesach. Once you eat a kezayis, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. The Rambam does not say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah on Leil Pesach. He says a mitzvah to eat matzah, period. Then he says, once you've eaten a kezayis, you've been yotzei. But it's mashma from there that anything I would eat could be mitzurif and part of the mitzvah. Right? So that is a chiddush. Maybe that's what the first day of Tosfos holds. But the second day of Tosfos says, gzeira, kezayis rishon, atu kezayis sheni. Number one. Number two, the second day of the Yerushalmi, which is the first day of in the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes, why you don't say asi docha los asei? It was an asei lefnei hadibur. When was the mitzvah asei of matzah given? Perek Yud Beis of Shmos. It was before Har Sinai. When was the Isra of Chadash given? After Har Sinai. An asei from before Har Sinai cannot be doche a los asei after Har Sinai. Why? Why is it something worse? There's something weaker about an asei before Har Sinai? Says the Pnei Yeshua, no. It's not a question of worse. Pnei Yeshua there in Meseches Kiddushin says the Pnei Yeshua there, Lani is daiti atam evur. No. What's those Svaravasi Dochalosa say? Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us everything. He gave us the whole system. So he knows the assays and the los assays that he gave us. So if he gave us an assay and the los assay, and sometimes by doing the assay, I'm going to have to violate the los assay, but Hashem knows that. And he still gave us the mitzvah. So that is why when you have the package of Har Sinai, you would say, Asi docha los assay. But if you have a mitzvah that was given before Har Sinai, at that time there was no Avera. So it's a mitzvah assay. How do I know, what's my source, that that assay applies even if there becomes a los assay? When it was given, it wasn't given without any conditions. At that time, there was no Avera. All of a sudden, Avera comes later on. Who knows? That's why an assay lefnei adibur is not doche a los assay. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I'll read it. Im kein. No, there was no chadash, and therefore you can't have any diyukim. Kach nira li. That's what nira. That's what I think. And he quotes the Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos. But that's exactly what the Karen Ora says here, and that is an asei lefnei adibur of Karban Pesach is not doche the losa asei of eating shruma, which was given after. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar. The discussion of the Amoraim is as follows, right? We have a major machlokas halacha l'maisa itbar cham l'tocham divrei kol aser. If I have something something got poured into something else, kosher into non-kosher, non-kosher into kosher, milchix fleishix. Actually, milchix fleishix isn't a good example because it's aser either way, but possibly. It could be a good example. We'll mention it. But what does it mean? Cham l'tocham. Rashi explains, you have a boiling piece of meat. You have hot milk. So it is milk as a fleishix. Right? It depends which one is where. Basar rosiach l'tocham l'vorsiach. Hot meat fell into hot milk, or an iser fell into heter. If they are both hot, then obviously it's aser. Why? Because heat helps transfer taste. And therefore, if two things are hot, if I have a hot piece drip of milk that falls onto a piece of meat, or a piece of meat that falls into a milchik soup, that is going to be usser. Tzoni, the tof tzoni, divrei hakol mutter. If everything is cold, then for sure it's mutter, because there's no taste transfer. I just have to wash it off. If I have a piece of meat that's cold, that fell into a milchik soup, all I have to do, maker adin, is to wash it off. Maker adin. You saw kedoshim haim. Sometimes we go beyond. We go beyond. Sometimes was that a case in our house? And there was some milk that was found. A milk was lying sideways in the fridge, and some of it dripped onto the cover of a chicken soup. Maker adin was fine. Just take it off. But you know, sometimes emotions run. No, I'm not touching that. Right. So that's the. But maker adin, cold and cold is mutter. But what about if one is hot and one is cold? That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Cham l'toch tzonein, v'tzonein l'toch cham. One is hot and one is cold. Rav Amar Ila Agvar. Rav says the upper one wins and controls. Meaning, hot into cold, that's considered a taste transfer. Cold into hot is not. That's Rav Shita. Shmuel Amar Tatogvar. And Shmuel holds Tatogvar, that the bottom one wins. And cold into hot would be a problem. Hot into cold, we're not. What is it? Is this a machlokas and mitzias? No, the machlokas is something happens. The question is, what is halachically significant? That's the question. There is a taste transfer in both. But what is the halachically significant? You have to work it out exactly how it's not a machlokas and mitzias. Halach l'maisa, what do we paskin like? So, usually we look in the Rif, we look at the Rambam, here we look at Rashi. Interesting that Rashi, in the halachic sugyas of kashrus, a few times in Maseches Chulin, two times right here, twice on Amud Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, Rashi paskins. Unusual. Rashi usually doesn't say what we paskin like. Rashi says on the first skinny line, V'yafal gav d'ilchus akarabi yisurei, even though we usually paskin like Rav, when it comes to Isra v'heter, that's the rule, we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to mumminess. But here we paskin like Shmuel. Baha ilchus akashmuel. We still paskin like Shmuel here. Why? Taha tanya tarti masisun kavase kidzala kaman. There are two brises that support Shmuel, and that is why Rashi says we paskin like Shmuel here that tata'a gvar. We paskin like tata'a gvar in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea in Simin Sadi Aleph Sif Dalid. Also we paskin like Shmuel says the Shulchan Aruch Basar v'chalav roschin shenis arbu yachad. If you have two, a meat and milk that boiling hot and that got mixed together. Via filu basar tzoni l'tol chalav roseach o chalav tzoni l'tol basar roseach. Meaning the hot is on the bottom. Even that case, hakol aser mishum de tata'a gvar. Paska the Shulchan Aruch quotes Shmuel. We paska tata'a gvar. The one on the bottom is the one that defines the case. Aval chalav roseach shenafal basar tzonin, but if it's cold on the bottom, oh basar roseach shenafal tol chalav tzonin, kolef habasar, one has to peel off the outer layer. We'll have to see why we have to do that, because it's not cold and cold, you can just wash it off. There was some level of absorption, so you have to peel off the outer layer, but it's not that it goes into the whole thing. It's not mivla in pekulo, and therefore you just peel off the outer layer, vishar habasar mutter. The rest of the basar is mutter. It's ademekar balapurta. That's what we're going to see in the Gemara later on. That through the outer layer of the meat has to be peeled off. What about the milk? There's nothing to peel. Vachalav mutter bekulo, and the milk is totally mutter. There's nothing to peel in the milk. We'll have to talk about why that is. But this is the famous machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Tatogvar and. Andy Logvar. This relates to a machlokas Rishonim, which we discussed back in Masechta Shabbos more than once. But again, we're going to talk about it again on this stuff. And that is, we know there's a concept of Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, I put something in the Kli, and that cooks. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. What about a Kli Sheni? Gemara says in Shabbos, Dafan, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Maker a din. That's what it says. But he said, Tosfos there, Memem Veis in Shabbos. Tosfos says, Defunos Mekaveros. Because even though temperature-wise, you might say that the Kli Sheni is just as hot, sometimes even hotter than the Kli Rishon. But what direction is it going in? The Kli Rishon was on the fire, so it's going in a heating direction. The walls are hot. But if by a Kli Sheni, it was never on the fire. You pour it from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, so the direction that the Kli Sheni is going in, its cooling walls are cooling what was poured into it. Says Tosfos. V'yesh lomar shekli rishon mitok she'amad al ha'or tofnos of chamin u'machzik chumo zman meruba v'lakach nosnu bo shir tekoz vashe yatzo ledes bo aser ava kli sheni ava gav yatzo ledes bo mutter she'ein tofnos of chamin v'holich u'miskarer. That's Tosfos, difference between kli rishon and kli sheni. Yes, we said halakha l'maisa, we don't usually say automatically kli sheni is not mevashel because of another mishnah later on in Shabbos where we learn about the principle of kalei bishel, items that could cook very easily even in a kli sheni. And therefore, we don't take our chances by most things. We assume they might be Kalei Bishel. And that is why we just, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, use a Kli Shlishi. Or, according to other poskim, wait till it's not Yatzo Ledesbo anymore. So that is the easy. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi. What about the Rishonim discuss what's not clear in Mishnayis, or it's not 100% clear, Irui. What if I pour from a Kli Rishon onto an item? So what is that considered? Does Kli Rishon mean within the walls of the Kli Rishon, or Kli Sheni within the walls? What about in the middle? I pour some boiling hot from a Kli Rishon onto an item. So before it gets to a Kli Sheni, is that called Kli Rishon, or is that called Kli Sheni? So that is a machlokas. Three different shitos in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Shabbos, there doth mem beis amabeis, among other places, but that's one place Tosfos quotes three different days. Some say that Irui is Kli Rishon, until it gets to the, and that's like what Tosfos as far is, until it gets to the inside of the Kli Sheni, and then it touches the item, so then it's going to be called the Kli Rishon. Some say no, the second that it leaves the airspace of the Kli Rishon, it's called the Kli Sheni. We pass in the middle opinion that it is mevashel kidei klipa. It cooks the outer layer. That's mevashel kidei klipa. That's what we pass in from based on the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel, maybe Raya. I'm sorry, the Rashbam pass is irui kli sheni, but that's same Tosfos. Dinira says Tosfos to irui lo avik kli rishav lo avik kli sheni el mevashel kidei klipa. The outer layer. Why? Says Tosfos because we pass in like Shmuel. Shmuel says tatogvar. Tatogvar means the bottom one. You're not going to say it cooks totally because tatogvar, the bottom one. But it's mevashel kidei klipa, the outer layer. Therefore, if you are pouring onto a solid. So then the outer layer has to be removed, but not the whole inside, because tata agvar. What happens if you pour it into a liquid? That's what we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Ron explains here in Shabbos. You don't have to do any peeling. Why? Because by a solid, the heat touches the outer layer, and therefore the outer layer is cooked by a liquid. If you're pouring into a liquid, so then there's no surface area that was heated. It all dissipates more easily because it's softer, it's a liquid, and it goes into the whole water on the bottom. And that's why you wouldn't have to peel anything off. There's a discussion in the poskim, and that is, what if the liquid is a very, very small amount? A very small amount. You de-ivrui onto a small amount. For example, what happens if I'm having a second cup of tea on Shabbos, and there's still a little bit of tea from the first cup on the bottom? Do I say tata gvar there? Or what about not that case? That case is probably okay. Why? Because ein bishalach habishal me'ikar adin, even by lach or machmir, and here, you don't have to make yourself crazy to make it an empty cup. But what happens if you don't have that case? What happens if I washed out a cup to have tea the first time in? I washed it out with water for the sink. How crazy do I have to make myself that there's no water left at the bottom of the cup? So that's the post can discuss that. Do I have to be worried about that? Why is that an issue? Because maybe you'd say the svar of the Ran, that you don't even need a layer of peeling, because I like to do by liquid, only applies where there is a larger amount that could get absorbed. But here, where there is a very, very little amount, maybe one would say that it would be a problem. Okay, either way, that's some of the issues with Tata and Ilah Gvar. We continue now with the Gemara. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Tznan, on the third line, not Tafmi wrote for Allah Cheres. If our Mishnah said, if a drop of the gravy falls onto the oven, the chazer love, and then goes back onto the current Pesach, yitol es bekomo. You got to remove that spot. So kosal kadaitach. What do we think? Becheres onenes. What do we think we're talking about? A cold oven. It was a cold oven. So Bishlamala Rav to Amr Ilogvar, according to Rav, who says Ilogvar, I understand, when the hot carbon Pesach spit, right, when it drips onto the bottom, Mishamachi Yitos Makomo. I understand why there's a problem. Why? The Azil Rotev, the gravy goes, Mirtach Lelecheres, it boils up, right, because it's hot. It falls into the cheres and it absorbs and becomes heated by the cheres. V'hadar cheres, Marasach Lelerotev, the cheres then goes and cooks the rotev, which is tzli oven, v'chihada rotev ha-pesach, and when it goes back onto the current Pesach, kamat v'pesach, machmas chamimusei d'cheres, the Pesach is now being cooked because of the heat of the cheres that was guarded from the drop, v'rachmana amar tzliyesh, lo tzli machmas davar acher. So that's why I understand why that is a problem. Elo l'shmuel da'amar tatogvar, but according to Shmuel, lo tatogvar, cheres, kivan ditzoneinu, since the oven is cold, akure meker le the rotev, it cools the rotev. The rotev doesn't heat it, and therefore, amayitel esbekomo, what's the problem? Why do you have to do any removal when the drop now goes back onto the Karban Pesach? Answers the Gemara, the simple answer, we misunderstood. Kedam Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Shmuel, besoles rosachas, just like we're going to see in a few minutes. Shmuel says that the second part of the Mishnah is talking about hot flour, hachanami becheres roseach. So here too, we're talking about hot oven, and that's why it is a problem, even according to Shmuel. Good, we continue. Tznan, Rotev may rot for all solas. The next case, if a drop of the Karban Pesach falls on flour, yikmotes mekomo, you have to be komets, you have to take out that outer part. Kasal kadaitak v'solat sonenes, again the Havamina is that we're talking about cold flour. Bishlam ala Rav da Amar ila agvar, according to Rav who holds ila agvar, the upper one wins and affects the mixture. Mishim hachi yikmotes mekomo, that's why I understand they have to be komets the spot. Demir sachla l'solas, because what happens? The drop heats the flour. Tahadar hudrina hudernaya vahadra soles umirtcha leladidei. So the drop heats the flour. The flour then heats itself. V'kad mati rotev machmas chavim musi de soles. And now the drop, again, the drop heated the flour. The flour heats itself and then goes back and heats the drop. And now, again, it's not tzliyesh, rachman amr, tzliyesh, v'lov, tzli machmas davar acher. So, okay, same exact question. According to Rav, it doesn't work. It works. El shmuel damar tatogvar, but according to Shmuel who holds, tatogvar, the bottom one wins, so less, kivin dit sonenes hi, akureka makerle. The flour, the cold flour, should neutralize the effect of the hot drop. Lama liyikmotes makomo. Why do you have to do kamitza? Answers the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yirmi. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. The solas rosach. That's exactly the same answer that we said before. So we understand the first line of the Mishnah. We understand the second line of the Mishnah. Next, tanan sacho b'shemen shel truma. What the Mishnah say? If I smear my carbon pesach with truma oil, im chaburas kohanim yochelu. If it's a grif kohanim, I could eat it and fine. Im shel Yisrael. If it's Yisraelim, im chayhu yadichenu. If it's raw, I just need to wash it off because there's no absorption. Im sliu yiklov azachitzon. But if it is roasted, then I have to peel off the outer layer. So again, bishlama larav. So I assume that the truma that I'm smearing on is not hot. The carbon pesach might be hot, but the truma oil that you're using, or great, whatever it is not hot. So bishlama larav da amar ila agvar. According to Rav, who says ila agvar, said this is not a real problem because the truma is cold. Am tula hachi sagile beklifa. That's why peeling off the outer layer is enough. Because even according to Rav, that says ila agvar, still, in the case that it doesn't absorb the whole way, one still requires klifa, one requires peeling. See Rashi and sonenu? For klifa might be a boy. You still need klifa. Tafilut sonen gomerhu. Even totally cold, ha-pesach, or ha-pesach, after it is roasted, it's going to absorb a little bit. If something is raw, there's no absorption at all. But if it is roasted and cold, it does absorb a little bit. So therefore, I understand why you need klifa. Mishum di'ila tzoneinu. Because the truma that you're smearing on is cold. Ela l'shmol da'amar tatogvar. But according to Shmuel, it says tatogvar. Kivan da'chamhu. Since the karen pesach itself is hot, mivla bala. Amai sagale b'klifa nitzel agamre. It should be totally usher, because the absorption of the truma goes all the way in. It was already roasted. How could Shmuel say you could just peel off the outer layer? Answers the Gemara, shiny sicha, demashehu ba'alma hu da'avida. Right, the sicha, smearing, is different, because it gets in. Mashehu ba'alma hu da'avida. And therefore, just peeling it off would be enough, even according to Shmuel. You just smeared it. You did nothing more than that. And therefore, even Shmuel would say, Klifa is good enough. Period. Tani kavazi de Shmuel. This is why Rashi says we pass like Shmuel, because of this braisa. Cham l'toch cham aser. Everybody agrees to that. V'chein tzonein l'shenosan l'toch cham aser. That's also aser. It's beferish, right? That's tato agvar. Cham l'toch tzonein. V'tzonein l'toch tzonein. If it's hot into cold and cold into cold, mei diach. You just have to rinse off. Remember, all of these halachas are about Karman Pesach, but they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch, because we apply this to general Hilchos Kashrus. Cham l'toch tzonein, but if it's hot into cold, mediach, says the Gemara, that's a quote from the Braisa, but one second. Kivan dechamu, since it's hot, the ademei karlei, e'ef shedilo bala purta. But one second, why does the Mishnah, the Braisa say that nothing is required? It's mutter. It's one second. Even Shmuel would agree, if it's hot into cold, at that moment, something got absorbed. Klifa mini boy. Shouldn't you have to be kolef it a little bit? By the way, that's the raya that Tosas brings. Raya that Tosas brings, that we mentioned before, that iru is mevashal kadei klipa. That even if you say tata agvar, like Shmuel, but when you pour a cold into hot, still, and tatovar, if you pour hot into cold, still we say it's mavash, because they klifa, the outer layer. That's irui. So here too, since it's hot into cold, fine, it's not going to cook go through the entire item, but still you need to peel off the outer layer. So ela'ema, you're right. Chamatok tzonin kolef, tzonilisokone mediach. And again, as we said, that's what we paskin, which comes up a lot. I mentioned in the Shabbos Shirim. Let's say I want to warm up a bottle of milk for a baby. Warm a bottle of milk. So how do I do that? So I could put it into a klisheni, that's true, right? Because the klisheni is not any mevashel in that case. But am I allowed to pour from the urn, directly, from the kli rishon, onto the bottle? So the poskim say yes. Why? Because what is that? Mevashel, that's iri kli rishon. It's mevashel kedei klifa, the outer layer. The outer layer is the bottle, the plastic, not the milk inside. And therefore that's going to be mutter, because you're not cooking the plastic. Good. Says the Braisa, Tanya Ida, fifth wide line. Another brisa. Basa roseach shenafal atoch chalav roseach. You have hot meat that fell into hot milk. V'chein tzonein shenafal atoch cham, or cold into hot usher. Right? That's Shmuel. That's tatog var. Cham atoch tzonein v'tzonein atoch tzonein mediach. But if it's hot into cold and cold into cold, rinse it off. Says the Gemara again, Chamu tov sonim mediach, is that true? Kiva de chamu ademekarle, since the top one is hot, you're right, we don't pass it like Rav, but ademekarle, as it is cooling it, efsha de la bala perta. So it's impossible, there was no absorption at all, klifa mi and niboy. You should need a little peeling off. Elaima, you're right, Chamu tov sonim kolef, sonim lesof tonain mediach. Periods, that is what we paskin in these cases. Again, there is much to say about Tatani Logvar in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, in terms of Hilchas Kashrus, but again, we paskin make it like Shmuel, like Rashi says. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. Next case. Sonin, let's talk Sonin Mediach. The Brisa had said, Kol in the Kol, you have to rinse it off. Amar Afuna. Afuna says a limitation on that. Lo Shanu Ella Shalom Malcho. This only applies if the item is not heavily salted. Aval Malcho Asur. But if it's heavily salted, it's Asur. A heavily salted item substitutes for heat. The Amar Shmuel, what is this known as? Maliach Hariyu Koroseach, Kavash Hariyu Kamavusha. Let's focus on each of these. The first one, Shmuel says, Maliach Hariyu Koroseach. If somebody has a wet, very salty, potent substance, so we say that creates substitutes for heat, and there is an exchange. We'll see, it has to be a little moist. The salt, it is mavlia. The salty item gives off its taste to others. It is not bolea itself. It doesn't go in both directions, but the salty item, maliach, is kiroseya. That is something that doesn't come up often. We usually don't have such strong salty items in our house, but if we would, that would be the halacha. That is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch of maliach kiroseya. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Aleph, Simin Sadi Aleph, Sif, says the Shulchan Aruch, Maliach, She'enu yachol le'achel machmas mocho. If I have something that is inedible, it is so salty, it's inedible. Hainu, ke'en maliach she'mochin le'kedera. Like something, like a piece of meat that is salted in order to salt it, like we discussed last time. As long as you didn't wash it off, mikri inonecha machmas malcho. What is that? That's considered maliach. And the halacha is, in that case, it is, if it touches another item, it gives off its properties to the other item. Fleishik, milchik, treif, whatever it is. That's what he says at the end. Hilchach, basar, ugvinat, hamaluchim, shenagu zebazeh. You have very salty meat that touched cheese. We got to peel off those layers. It's not strong enough to be considered roseach to go throughout the other item, but at least that layer. That's maliach roseach. What comes up more often is the other part of this statement of Shmuel, and that is kavush kimevushal. Something that is soaked is considered mevushal. What does that mean? The halacha is if something is soaked for 24 hours, without changing the water, without taking it out even for a minute, then we say there is a taste transfer. So, if I have a piece of chicken that fell into milchik soup, I can take it out. I can rinse it off. But what happens, or if it's already cooked already, maybe I have to take off the outer layer. But let's say it's a raw piece of chicken and cold milk. So, I take it out, rinse it off. But if that piece of chicken is in the milk for 24 hours, we paskin kavish kemavushal, and now that chicken is basar b'chalav. And that milk has the taste of chicken in it, that is basar b'chalav. Who is this all going like? Rov Rishonim. Rashi says all over Shas, whenever the sugi comes up, kavish kemavushal is only in vinegar, is only in chometz. We don't paskin that way. The Rosh in Masechet Avodah Zarah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rov Rishonim, that kavish kemavushal is in any liquid. Any liquid. And therefore, many poskim say that if you keep, let's say you have chicken soup that you leave in a container for 24 hours. So there is a discussion, is plastic bolea, is it not bolea? But assuming it is bolea, so we try to be machmer for, so then that plastic container is now fleishik. If I put a piece of chicken in the plastic container, it's not. The principle of kavish mevushal is only by liquids. But if I keep the chicken soup in there for 24 hours, that container is now fleishik. And therefore, what? What's the case? So if I put milk in there for 24 hours, so now that container is basar b'chalav. right? But I mean, if I put milk in there for an hour, there's no mamashis on the outside. But again, that would be meikra din a fleshy container. What about glass? What if I kept something in glass? So is glass bolea? That is a major machlokas we shown him. Some say glass is bolea just like everything else. Some say glass is extra bolea, and some say glass is not bolea at all. Meikra din, what do we paskin? Ashkenazic custom is to say that glass throughout the year is not bolea. Meikra din, I could use a glass for a hot chocolate and then rinse it out and then use it for chicken soup. Meikra din, glass is not bolea at all. On Pesach, Ashkenazim are machmir, and we assume like the other most machmir opinion that not only is it bolea, but it cannot even be kashered. That's what we assume for Ilchas Pesach. So the whole year we're the most mako, and for the Pesach we are the most machmir. That is Kavish Kimavushal. Yeah. Does it transfer both directions? Meaning, if right, like in the case like is of the milk, if you put milk into a fleshy container like this, would you say there it transfers back if it's a fleshy container? It transfers to make the container fleshy. Does it transfer back? I think so. I think Malia Karoseach only goes in one direction. But Kavish Mavushal, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Hey, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that we paskin Isser Shenishre Im Heter, Isser, that is soaked with Heter, may ace la ace for 24 hours, Bitsonein, Mikri Kavush, Vahari Hu Kimavushal, and it is Kimavushal, Vyarsiach, Vyaskal is Bashel, Hari Hu Kimavushal, where did I? No, Vinasar Kulo. Afilupachas Bikan Badachasagi. Less than that is not. Right, that's the amazing thing. Is it a magical moment that happens at 24 hours? All of a sudden, boom. We say everything changes. That's what it sounds like. 24 hours, everything changes. Either way, we have to continue. But that is the principle of Kavish Mavushal. If it was an era of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov coming up, we would have a Daf Ian Shir about this. But let's Hashem, Od Chazon Lamoe, there'll be another time. But we continue. Amar Rava, Hada Amar Shmuel Maliach Halei Rekoroseach, that which Shmuel says Maliach is Koroseach. Lo Amar Nele Shlo Necha Machmas Malcha, that's only if it's totally inedible, it's so salty. Avo Necha Machmas Malcha Lo, but if it's edible, then it is not salty enough, it is not a problem. Hahu Bar Gozla to Nafal Akada to Kamcha, if there was a pigeon that fell into something milchik, a milchik stew, Sharya Ravchinina Bere de Rava mi Pashronya Ravchinina Bar Shrita, he martyred it. Right, the pigeon fell in. Amar Rava Manchachim Lamishra Milsakiha. Wow, he's a smart man. How did he martyr that? He must really know the halacha, right? We've quoted it elsewhere. Koach de Tera Adif. Rashi in Beitza Davezim Abay says, to give a heter, you really have to know the halacha. To be machmir, you don't have to know. Oh, it's machmir. It's aser. To know the halacha. And to be mat, you have to really know. That's what he's saying here. He says he must be really smart. Why? Ilav Rav Chinina Bered the Rava Mi Pashronya the Gavar Rabahu. If he wasn't a Gavar Rabba, right? It was. It wouldn't have been mat a mutter. Why? And what is it based on? Amar Lachak Yamar Shmuel Maliach Halei Koroseach Necha Machmas Malcho Oni Salt Salty. Hi Necha Machmas Malcho. This could be Necha Machmas Malcho, and therefore I'm surprised. This was Necha Machmas Malcho, and therefore I don't understand how it could be matired. But that was why he was surprised in that case. But he matired it. Vahani Mili, this is all. When is it mutter? If it's Necha Machmas Malcho, I'm sorry. When do we say that it is an issue that you need the klifa chai? If it's raw, aval tzli boy klifa. But if it's roasted, then it would require klifa. Even if there was no taste transfer. Velo amren el deles be pili. And this is also only if there are no cracks and areas where it might get in. Aval is be pili usser. If it has cracks in it, it is also usser. Vi mituval betavli usser. And if the pigeon had been spiced up with tavlin and his usser, because the spices soften it, and then it is bolea, and then it is being mixed with milchiks and fleshiks. Viter. Amarav. Basar shchuta shamein. Shit slow and basar nevela kachush usser. If one has, again, this is a major discussion. We'll do what we can. Maybe after Yontif we'll have a daf b'in shir about the topics coming up, because there's so much right here that is involved. If somebody roasts together a fatty piece of shechted meat with a lean piece of treif meat, usser, it is usser. My time. They are mefatim with each other. They taste transfer to each other. right? This is called recha. This is called the aroma of items. Two things cooked together in an oven. One treif, one kosher. If they're uncovered, so then there is going to be a taste transfer through it. My time. For Levi Amar, no. Even the opposite. And the basan avela is a fatty piece of meat, and therefore you would think there is taste transfer. Mutter. Why? My time. Recha ba'amahu v'recha lav milsahi. This is the machlokas between Rav and the Tanakama and Levi. Whether we say recha milsa or recha lav milsa. Is aroma halachically significant? If I have one oven, and in the oven, I have kosher and non-kosher. In the oven, I have fleishiks and milchiks together. Is there a transfer? So, machlokes, what do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? L'chadchila b'di'evet. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'chadchila recha milsa, and therefore, we do not want to do that, l'chadchila b'di'evet. If I had two items in the oven at once, we say b'di'evet, you could eat it. What does that mean? You can eat. What ketegates are we talking about? This whole Gemara is about recha, which is about solid items. Even though it's fatty, but it's a solid item. Let's continue for a minute. Of Levi uvda beirish galusa big diva davar acher. Levi even matted in a case where he cooked a goat and pig in the same oven, and he matted it because recha la milsa. And again, we paskin that way bidi eved if not lechadchila. Let's try to prove this. You're not allowed to shech two garam pesach together because of the mixture. What type of mixture? My lav tarovas tamim. Aren't we talking about if you roast them in the same oven, then they will transfer taste, and therefore, what's the problem? They're both kosher. No, you have to be nimne on the proper Karan Pesach. The kasha the Levi, it's a kasha on Levi, who says that there is no taste transfer, recha la milsa, where it says lo, b'bnei tarov is gufin. No, you're right, but they're going to touch each other if they're together. Kachinami mistavra, and it makes sense. Diklitani seifa, since the seifa says afilu gdiv etzle. What does the seifa of that brisa say? Even gdi and etzle, which are both kosher. E amrit bishlama b'bnei gufin. If you're worried about the two bodies touching, hainu diklitani afilu gdiv etzle. You understand what the afilu is? Ela e amrit b'bnei tarov es tamim. If you're worried about the aroma, mali gdiv etzle, mali gdiv gdi. What's the difference? Why does it say gdi and etzle? Why did you say gdiv dili? Elamai al karchek mebnei tarovis gufin hu daaser. Aval tarovis tamim shari. It must be that you're worried about the touching of the gufin of the animals themselves, but regarding the taste, you're not worried because Levi could work out. You could say recha lav milsa. So it says the Gemara 1 minute. So we just proved that that's what it has to be talking about. So lema tevi tiyufta de Rav. So maybe it's Akasha and Rav who says we are worried. Rav says we are worried lechadchila recha milsa. The problem is that you roasted it in two pots. Says the Gemara, "B'shtei kederos al kadayit." What do you mean two pots? You have to roast it on a spit. Ela ema ke'ein shtei kederos. No, it means like two pots, meaning in two separate areas. V'achi ka'amar ain't solin shtei pesachim ke'achad v'bnei taroves. My taroves, taroves tamim. You heard about recha. V'yafilu ke'ein shtei kederos deleka taroves. And even if it's in two areas, ta'am et deleka taroves tamim asur mishum taroves gufin v'afilu gediv etzle. That is the shita of Rav. In that case, that's how he would explain it, holding like the shita of recha lav milsa. Period. By the way, again, not for now, this is all about solids. Liquids in the same oven, that's a different sogi. That's called zeya. Zeya means steam, not just aroma. That's the issue of cooking items. It's Erev Yontif. Milk, exhalations in the same oven, that's nowhere in Shas. That's a Shuvas Harash that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch about zeya. And that is a separate issue that's not discussed in the Gemara, which, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll have time to talk about at some point. But let's just try to finish up. Amar Rav Mari Kitanoi. Rav Mari says maybe this machlokas about recha is a machlokas tanoim. Harode, we'll be finished in 3 minutes. Harode paschama v'natna al picha v'syayin shel shuma. If somebody has a hot bread and puts it onto a barrel of wine, of truma wine, so the question is, does the truma wine transfer the taste into the challah? So Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yossi Matir b'shal chita, b'oser b'shal sa'orim, and Rabbi Yossi has the middle opinion. He allows it if it's wheat bread, there's not so much absorption, but barley there is. Mepnei sha'sa'orim sho'eves, because barley absorbs. So my lav tanoi, what's this machlokas about? If the bread absorbs the aroma of the barrel, d'mar sava recha la milsi, d'mar sava recha milsi. The Gemara says, "Lelevi vade tanoihi." According to Levi, it's for sure machlokas tanoim. There's no way he definitely According to Levi, he says Reicha Lav Milsa. Definitely, Rebbe Meir is against him. La Rav Nema Tanoihi. What about Rav? So the Gemara says Amlecha Rav to Kuli Am Reicha Milsa. He no, really, everybody who could hold Reicha is a problem. Lavid Maralah, because don't we have related to that the following? Yehi Amar Rav Abar Chana Amar Eish Lakish. The Pascham of a Chav is Psucha Devar Yakol Aser. If it's hot bread and an open barrel, for sure it's Aser. Why? Reicha Milsa. Bipas Sonenes V'chavis Magufa Dibri Akol Mutter. Cold bread and a closed and a cold bread and a closed barrel for sure Mutter. There's no taste transfer. Lo Nech L'Kuel Bipas Chama V'chavis Chasuma. Pas Sonenes V'chavis Psucha. If you have one factor that should transfer, V'hanami K'bas Chama V'chavis Psucha Dami. That's the Machlokes. If a Rav could say, I hold that everybody holds Reicha Milsa, and the cases that the other person says Mutter is because there is no Reicha in that case. But Meikra Din, it is a problem. This is a huge topic. Again, Reicha and Zeya. But Hashem, we will get to talk about it at another point. Last section. Tani Rav Kahana, Braid Rav Chinen Asaba, Pas Sha'afim Sliba Taner, Aser La'okla Bukutcha. Right, this brisa is like Rav. Bread that was baked in an oven with, right, fleishiks. It's also to eat that with milchiks. Right, this is called dairy equipment, fleishik equipment. Right, this amud is the The Shita discusses that. So, and last section, which is his own topic. What if you have fish and meat cooked together? This is the source in Shas for that sugya. You can't eat it with milk. If it's, he answered eating it with kutach. Even not with milk. Even with salt, being plain, because it's going to give a bad breath or davar acher, cause sara'as. This line in the Gemara is the source for the sugya of eating fish and meat. The Israel of eating fish and meat is also Mishum Sakanta, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's also a separate topic. But Hashem, hopefully after Yontif, not before, I can't promise, we'll have some daf in shiurim relating to these issues about cooking in a one oven. How do you cook milk inflations in the same oven? Different days in the postman about that. And what about eating fish and meat? What do you have to do in between? Either way, everybody should have a shana tova, chsivach sima tova, and we should all be zochet to keep learning much together in the tafshanayin dalet, haba aleinu latova, be'ezras Hashem. Everybody should have a shana tova.